So as we prepare ourselves for the Pentecost Novena and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the gospel again is giving us Jesus is helping us to understand the power in the working of the Spirit in our life. So that we know what we're asking for, we know what we're expecting, the promise and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we know the Spirit can do all things, and He animates our lives in so many ways. But these three things that Jesus speaks of today are so important, and probably we can say it's primary, foundational, for the working of the Spirit in our lives. He convicts us of sin. That's probably the most important work of the Spirit. Helps us to understand those areas of our life where we have failed to love as God has called us to love. Those areas of our life where we have chosen anything else other than God. The only way we know that, the only way we come to that understanding, is because the Holy Spirit convicts us. The Holy Spirit reveals those areas to us. Then He convicts us also of righteousness and condemnation, but the reality of who Christ is. And what does it mean to be a follower of Christ? And what does it mean to be a rejecter of Christ? Righteousness and condemnation. And so these are the primary, the foundational gifts that we're praying for as we expect, longingly expect, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for us to know those areas of our life where we have failed to love, but also to know the glory of Jesus and His righteousness when we say yes to His love. But then when we look at the first reading, the power of the Spirit, what does it mean for us? What does it do for us? We see Paul and Silas in jail, and the effect that their lives has on this man who's about to kill himself. The point of despair in this man's life, the point of hopelessness, whatever brought him to that point when he thought that the prisoners had escaped, he was ready to end his life. But by the powerful witness of Paul and Silas, this man changed his life. What must I do to be saved? And his entire family was baptized and brought into the faith. This is the power that we have. We know so many people in the world, in our lives, in our families, who have lost hope, who are giving up, who don't see a future. And maybe they're not at the point of suicide, but practically we can say they're giving up on life. We, as faithful sons and daughters of the Father, animated by the Spirit, have the power to change lives. And this isn't to put pressure on us that we have to be like this, like Paul and Silas were, but to trust the promise and the power of the Spirit in our lives to convict others of the righteousness of God, of the power of God, of the holiness of God, of the hopefulness of God. So as we prepare for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, as we prepare once again for the Holy Spirit to take possession of our lives, pray for that grace of confidence. The confidence that Paul and Silas had, the calmness that they had to be in prison and not give up, and the confidence in the power of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We have no idea the impact our lives can have in the lives of others. So maybe as we continue in this Mass, think about one or two people that you know who are losing hope, who have lost faith, have turned their back. And as you receive the Holy Eucharist, ask Jesus to help you convict these people of the hopefulness that we have in Christ. The only hope we have is in Christ. There's true power in the Spirit, and He manifests Himself in countless ways. But in all things and always, He always draws us back to the Heavenly Father and to His Son's Sacred Heart. Let us pray for that grace.